Christmas time is here. Everybody knows.
Hello, everyone. Stu from Bonkers for Bourbon podcast. It is the season for food, family, and friends. Oh, yeah, and bourbon, of course. Join me on this series. I'll be doing 12 bourbon reviews for Christmas leading up to Christmas Eve. From my family to yours, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
Now it's getting closer. I can't wait.
Merry Christmas out there. My name is Stu and I am Bonkers for Bourbon. Thank you so much for tuning in to day two of our 12-part series of the 12 bourbon reviews before Christmas. Today I'll be reviewing a bourbon I have never had before. That's why I love doing these and love getting samples and trading with folks. We'll be reviewing Widow Jane 10-Year Single Barrel Bourbon. This one is out of New York. You know about my feelings about bourbons not out of Kentucky. But hey, open mind, let's get into it. All right, everybody, Widow Jane. One I have never really heard of / never seen on a store shelf here in Washington State, unless I've been blind at all the liquor stores I've been to. Now, this particular bottle, you know, it's from Widow Jane Distilling. The owner or company that owns it is, oh boy, how do I pronounce it? I'm going to butcher this, I'm sorry. Cacao Perito? Cacao Perito? Like the chocolate almost. It is a sourced bourbon brought into New York, sourced from, of course, the biggest sourcer, MGP, and it is then proofed and bottled in New York. So, a little blurb about Widow Jane. Widow Jane Distillery was founded in 2012, relatively new, and is owned by Cacao Perito. Founded by the inventor Daniel Perito Preston, the company produces a number of whiskeys that are both sourced and distilled in-house, with an office in Brooklyn, New York, and distillery 105 miles north of New York City in Red Hook, New York. The whiskey gets its name due to the fact that the company uses water that comes from the Widow Jane mines in Rosendale, New York. The bourbon is produced in Kentucky and brought to New York for proofing and bottling. It is a single barrel expression, which means each barrel will present slightly different flavor profiles. And for this particular bottle that was sent to me, it is a store pick from a particular store. Now, all the research that I did on this says that it's going to be 91 proof, although the label on the bottle sent to me says 110 proof. So I'm not sure if this was a special one at 110, but all of the research is telling me that it is 91 proof, so not quite sure on that. But hey, let's taste it. Let's see how the flavors kind of mingle. Let's see if it is 110 or if it is 91, so we can kind of pinpoint that down. Now, it is sourced from MGP, and then using this special water that they have to proof it down, that's kind of what they're putting in their uniqueness to it. I did a little research on, you know, they talk about the limestone mines that they get the water from, yada, yada, yada. It is what it is. So I'm hoping to find a really good product out of this. I really want to like bourbons that are not traditionally from Kentucky. So let's get into Widow Jane 10-Year. Hope you guys are having a great Saturday thus far. Looking at the glass I have poured for me. Good amber color, a little red hue to it as well, kind of a mid-amber, not too dark, not too light. Reddish, yellow, amber. Not a bad color at all. Let's get into the nose. Okay. Nose has got a little bit of ethanol to it, a little alcoholiness, but I'm also getting kind of some sweet cinnamon spice as well. A little bit of oak. But the driver is definitely a little bit of ethanol and the sweet cinnamon. So let's go ahead and take a taste. If you drink along with me, which, you know, that'd be great. I say be true to yourself, screw what other people think, and drink more. Cheers out there and Merry Christmas. Interesting. Really, really interesting. The initial offering on the palate is very minimalist, subtle. And then it does kind of drive up a crescendo as it moves up your palate, up your gullet a little bit. Take another taste, because why not? You know, the driver on this one, I'm definitely getting a lot of sweetness. It is much sweeter than I would have actually pinpointed this to be. I'm getting kind of this sweet maple aspect kind of in the mid palate that is then kind of building on flavor to a little bit more spiciness towards the back end. Kind of that cinnamon spice is on the back end with kind of this sweet maple in the middle. While at the beginning, it's almost hard to pinpoint anything because it is really subtle. It kind of comes at you really softly and then builds strongly towards the back end. Take another taste. Yeah, definitely. I'm definitely getting on that back end the essence of a Red Hot. Like you have a Mike and Ike or a Red Hot candy. That is kind of like the very subtle flavor towards the very back end, kind of the aftertaste of it. But it's definitely a little spicier cinnamon that dives down to the sweeter cinnamon, like Red Hot candy-ish at the back end. But middle, slight smoky oakiness kind of throughout the whole thing. Middle, sweet kind of maple. Back end, cinnamon spice to kind of that sweet cinnamon. The very, 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 very tail end. Take my another taste. Like a bird on a tree. You know, the more and more I'm drinking this one, I have to say it is a little becoming more and more complex. I just feel like that the flavors are becoming a little more clear and present as you kind of take it down and really kind of exemplify what they are. And then you get to a point where you're like, oh, yep, definitely the maple, definitely cinnamon spice, definitely oak. I think I'm starting to get almost on the back end a little bit as well, a little bit of spearmint, a little bit of spearmint floralness, kind of that like kind of like a mouthwashy mintiness as well towards the back end. Really complex. Yeah, I've never had this one, so it is really interesting. Remember, I'm not going to be pouring water in this series. I think that these bourbons warrant being tried naturally and not having the water poured in. On a normal review, yes, I'll be adding water, and typically for me, water will change it to be a little bit more spicier, but my experience is adding water, it changes it, and usually not for the better. So we're going to be treating these with respect, not adding water to them, just to see what they are. But yeah, really complex. Let me kill my glass here. You know, I really like that kind of sweet cinnamon back end with the definitely spearmint on the back end as well. That kind of refreshing spearmint ness of it at the back end. Wow. I like it. I do. You know, it is, you know, a source bourbon, but, you know, finished off in New York. Really, really nice, though. No, I have to say that, you know, I'm a big fan of your standard, you know, rare bottles. That includes the Old Forester birthday bourbon that was done yesterday. Check it out. You haven't checked it out yet. I have to say, this Widow Jane, compared to the Old Forester birthday that I had yesterday, I think the Widow Jane that I had today is actually better than that particular birthday bourbon I had yesterday. And the birthday bourbon you're going to be paying, you know, a lot of money for. This one retails for $75. Again, I don't think I really typically see it on the aftermarket. When I just kind of did a little research, I did see it available at local stores like Total Wine and More, for example. But $75, I mean, I like deals. I can't deny that. I think $75 is not a price that's out of the realm of reasonable for this particular bourbon. I think I'd like to see this one more at $60. $75, you know, that being said, is not terrible. So my rating, Bongs for Bourbon rating for this is, or I guess rating is going to be, value for this is going to be probably a solid B for value. I think if it was more like $60, you'd definitely be in the A range. $75, I'm going to give it a B. I think that's a decent value if you can, in fact, find it for $75. Rating for flavor. Flavor. I do think it was better than the Old Forester birthday bourbon I had yesterday. That is saying a lot. Great job, Widow Jane, there in New York. I have to say, I don't think it's an A. I don't think it's quite an A. But I am going to be giving this a B+. B+ for flavor. Solid B for value. Hey, liking a bourbon not quite 100% out of Kentucky. That was nice. It was just, it had flavors that I just did not quite expect and don't usually get in a normal bourbon offering. It was a little unique on kind of that like sugar, spicy and sugary cinnamon spearmint with the kind of like that more harsher, refreshing mentholness of the spearmint towards the end. It was nice. I liked it. So B plus for flavor. Well done, there, Widow Jane. Ha. Day two. Getting closer and closer to Christmas. I hope you guys are getting your shopping done. I know I am. Spending absorbent amounts of money in December, which you're, you know, try to quell if you can. But hey, it's Christmas. Shoot me an email or a comment on Instagram. What is your favorite Christmas movie? What Christmas movie do you have to see every year, no matter what? I, of course, have many, 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 many Christmas movies that I have to see, but like the intro says, my favorite Christmas movie by far is Christmas Vacation. Has to be watched unedited, and that one just for me makes me laugh every time. Have to watch Christmas Vacation. So until tomorrow, that'd be day three. Hope you guys are enjoying yourselves so far. Remember, without bourbon, what's the point? Keep getting those bourbon gains. Stay safe out there of the holidays. I'll see you in the next episode. Merry Christmas out there.